Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's Success Team Call. My name is Jim Tanner. I'm dialing in from my home in Boston, Massachusetts, and I'm being joined by our team from coast to coast in the United States, folks across Canada, and I know everybody is very excited for tonight's call. We've been talking about this really since last Thursday evening when we got the word that we're going to have our special guest speaker on the call, and I have asked him to come on and share with you some information about his Legal Shield journey, as well as to talk with you, to talk with you about what's happening in Canada. And listen, it's no secret. This is an exciting time for all Legal Shield associates. Wherever you live, wherever you're listening to this call, we want to make sure that everybody is getting this information. This is the moment in time that we're all going to take full advantage of the global business opportunity that is Legal Shield today. So, I'm going to step out of the way. We're going to go right to our guest speaker. We also have other folks you're going to be hearing from this evening. We're going to be profiling people who are succeeding, leveling up, opening their first groups, getting Fast Start qualified. We're going to be hearing from a lot of folks tonight. But let's start by going to the Canadian marketplace, to Western Canada, British Columbia, to a six-figure ringer and millionaire club member, a pioneer for Legal Shield in the Canadian provinces, a gentleman who is an entrepreneur, not for years, but for decades, successful as an entrepreneur, a gentleman, a trainer, a speaker, a leader, and somebody that's going to help us take Legal Shield in Canada and everywhere, ladies and gentlemen, to the next level. Please help me welcome to the call Mr. Ken Smith. Mr. Smith?
Great. Thank you so much, Mr. Tanner. Certainly a pleasure to share with you, and we're certainly excited in this marketplace because my wife and I are in our 21st year with Legal Shield, and when we started here in Canada, there was nothing going on. In fact, we didn't know really what we were doing. The law firm was brand new. We didn't have any success stories. Back then, actually, Legal Shield was only open in 26 U.S. states, so a lot of things have transpired over those years. But even with those shortcomings, we were able in a fairly short period of time to generate a six-figure annual income. And then from there, obviously, join the Millionaire Club. And back in 2008, have our first year where we had the six-figure residual income for the first year. So certainly didn't have to be a magician to sell something that, you know, has been since the beginning $26 a month. And even here in Canada, which runs between $300 and $400 an hour. So bottom line was that we certainly didn't have a tremendous amount of parity. You know, the coverage that we've had up here was not as extensive and comprehensive as it was in the U.S. marketplace. And very seldom did we ever have a major leader or corporate individual come into our marketplace to kind of support it. But all that has changed now. So it's interesting how it only takes 20 years to be an overnight success. And now people that are in this marketplace in less than 2 weeks from now, we'll have total parity where the coverage is going to be the same, the pricing is going to be the same, the attention is going to be the same as what's happened in the U.S. marketplace. And then from there, obviously, we've got an opportunity to capitalize on that saying that some people call it the 6 degrees of separation. Some people call it the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. But, you know, over those years when we saw the company go from 26 states to 30 states, 35 states, 38 states, and then finally to 50 states, we saw that there is a lot more contiguous referral business, because here in the Canadian marketplace for the last 20 years, we've only been open in BC, Alberta, Manitoba, and Ontario. So that's 4 out of 10 provinces and 2 territories. And so many times people were very excited and elated with the service they had, but they would call somebody in a province or a territory that wasn't open, and that was the end of the story. So, you know, what we'll see now, of course, is those people that have been waiting for the service are going to be able to get it, but then it's not going to break that chain where things go viral. And when somebody tells a person in, say, Prince Edward Island that the service is available, they're going to get it and love it. And then when somebody in that marketplace goes back to Saskatchewan, which is kind of bookend between Alberta and Manitoba here, there's been people there forever that have wanted the services. So, you know, bottom line, we get to be sort of equal players in the whole mosaic of things with the company as this transition happens. And my wife and I have certainly had the good fortune to be on the advisory council for Canada and have worked for the last probably 3 or 4 months with our new president, who's just an absolute wonderful woman. You just fall in love with her as soon as you actually get to meet her and interface with her. So she's the ideal individual to really kind of head up what's going in Canada. And I've always said this, regardless of whether I was trying to get positive points or not, but I really do believe in just about every business that the best man for a job is a woman. Women are great communicators. They're great at relationship marketing. They have the highest percentage of success in the direct selling network marketing industry. So that compared and compounded with the Ladies of Justice movement that's happened right now, we're seeing a real radical spike in what's going on in the marketplace. So certainly yourself and Danielle and the team that you've put together are doing remarkable things even up to this stage. But don't forget Canada. Maybe your dollar isn't worth or our dollar isn't worth quite as much as yours is, and we do call it the loony and the toony, but it spends just as well. It's just a great opportunity for, if you do choose to come into the marketplace and visit, you're going to get a kind of a extra bang for your buck, because your dollar is worth about $1.30 up here in our marketplace. So definitely, as you mentioned early on, I've had many, many, many years in the direct selling network marketing industry. When I was 18 and 19 years old, I was 2 years full-time in the industry. And then it's now my, July of 1990 is the last time I got started and went full-time in the industry, and have been in a few companies. But there's nothing that even holds a candle to this opportunity, this service. And certainly, I think one of the biggest votes of confidence you could get is the company that just paid $1.2 billion to buy 52% of our company. So I'm always very transparent with people. I'm one subject short of high school. I've never claimed to be the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I can copy, I can trace, you can do a drawing on a piece of paper, and I can hold it up to a window with another piece, and I could pretty much follow the line. So it's just the system, the leadership, the being conscious of, is what I'm about to do to this person something they could do to somebody else immediately without me being there. And then the duplication has a tendency to take on a life of its own. So regardless of what people want, whether they want, and I think the best definition of success is being in the process of creating that which is most important to you. So if we have somebody that wants an extra $100 a week and they get that, they're successful. Let's applaud them for that. If we've got somebody that wants to replace a kind of a mid-range income and they do that, they're successful too. Not everybody wants to be a millionaire club member or a six-figure ring earner or really has that a priority. So I think when we embrace everybody and kind of respect what they're doing and how they're doing it, there's nobody going to be at the top unless there's a whole bunch of people kind of at those entry levels. So, I wasn't exactly sure what you wanted, but certainly I'm open if you've got a couple of other things that you'd like me to touch on. I definitely appreciate it. I'm honored to have you invite me on your call.
Well, Mr. Smith, thank you again so much for spending the time with us. And I just, When I think about how we can give value to the organization, and just like you said, we've got folks at every level. There are people listening in that have made their first $1 million with Legal Shield, and there's people that are listening in that have made their first $100 with Legal Shield, and all points in between. And so I think one of the ways that we can sometimes get very narrowly focused in our business, and sometimes very importantly narrowly focused, is in building in our own backyard. But I am grateful for those deposits that come in Canadian dollars every day alongside my United States dollars. And as someone who's built from Canada into the United States and worked with a U.S. team that I'm sure is also building their business in Canada, any tips or insight you can give to the folks that are here, they want to take massive advantage of this launch, relaunch, growth, coast-to-coast opening, whatever you want to call it in Canada. Any tips that you could give to folks that are in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Tampa, Florida, that may say, I don't know how this business in Canada is going to affect my business here in my local marketplace. And I know that you have that insight, having built an international business, and I'm sure that anything you could add to that would be valuable.
Sure. And, there's no real magic to it, because regardless of where somebody is, they are likely to be signing a document they don't understand. They might not be getting their child support. They might have an insurance claim that they can't settle. They might have a moving traffic violation, the same list of things that people are concerned with in the U.S. marketplace. And of course, when we started 20 years ago, there was no website. There was no identity theft offered. There was no smartphone app. There was very little. And so we used to have to mail something to somebody. And if you saw it now, your skin would crawl, because it was a trifold piece of paper with brown writing on a black background. And occasionally we got really fancy and put a cassette tape in it. But now The technology knows no boundaries. So now if somebody has a friend that lives in a little tiny community that has maybe one stoplight or no stop sign or something, they're going to have those same considerations as the people in the bigger cities. And now I think that, reaching people using the Zoom, using the conference calls like you're talking about now, and then once again, don't ever underestimate what the Ladies of Justice movement is doing, because that's literally a system that if a lady is exposed to that system today using the ways that they do it, she can go ahead and do the same equally effective presentation as somebody else tomorrow with no transition, no having to download a whole bunch of stuff or whatever. So now maybe somebody gets on a larger expose of maybe one of the different things that they have during the week, and then they sit across the kitchen table with somebody else with a piece of printed paper, and one side of it tells the benefits, the other side of it tells, hey, by the way, we are promoters of good things, so if you'd like to recommend it to somebody, here's how you get compensated. So definitely simple, and of course everything that's been put together in everybody's organization, yours and ours the same, is really all about people that have a wide variety of backgrounds, a wide number of reasons why they might be interested, but the bottom line is that the only people that need our service are people that are of legal age, and it's like being in a mosquito in a nudist colony. You know what to do, you just don't know where to start, because everybody is a candidate, and they're not going to use up their jar or bottle or box of product. They're going to use it month after month, year after year, decade after decade. And in our 21st years, we're probably not different than most people, is that about 83 to 85% of all of the people that we and our organization have sold the membership to still have it and probably will have it until their dying days. So it's the gift that keeps on giving, and Canadians are really not that much different than Americans, other than the fact that we maybe just got the information a little bit later than what the folks down south did. And believe me, it puts a smile on our face every time a dollar drops into our paycheck bucket, because it's worth about $1.25, $1.30 for us.
Mr. Smith, again, thank you so much for your time with us this evening. We appreciate you jumping on at the top of our call and sharing that enthusiasm. And we're going to see you, in Salt Lake City, and of course, as we participate, plug in to everything that's going on north of the U.S. border. And for a lot of the folks that are on this call, I can't emphasize enough, a lot of folks on this call are in Ontario, British Columbia. And, well, not a lot, not enough, but we're going to make a big dent in the universe, all of us together. Thank you again, sir, for sharing some of your time with us and your wisdom this evening. And
Thanks so much.
Thanks for joining.
Yeah, we'll see you in Salt Lake City shortly. Thanks a bunch. Have a great evening. Bye-bye for now.
You sure will, and Mr. Smith provided a perfect segue, because I've asked Ms. Karen Ward, who we all know very well, well, actually a double segue, because he talked about Salt Lake City, he talked about Ladies of Justice, and I can't think of anybody that I'd rather have follow Mr. Smith on the call to talk about the incredible event coming up in really just a few short days as you're listening to this live. So let's now go out to the New Mexico market here. From new director, big shot producer, friend, and universally liked and celebrated associate, Ms. Karen Ward. Karen?
Thank you so much, Jim, for that introduction. Oh, my goodness. I really appreciate it. And hello, success team. I hope everyone is doing well. And so Jim asked me to get on and talk about Salt Lake City. And my thing is, go. If you're not going, go, because you could put a message in the message board, you could share an Airbnb or a hotel with someone, but the best thing about going is it's a family reunion. You get to see colleagues that have, their mindset is the same as yours. So if you have a lot of negativity at home, you can be around people who are striving for the same things that you're striving for. And then you get to connect with other people, not just people from Success Team, but other Legal Shield associates. And when you go to these conventions, you never know who you might meet in your marketplace area. And so this way it gives you a chance to meet so many people. And one of the things I think about when I go to convention is that there's a saying that, you're the sum of the five people you associate with. And so that was a big deal for me. And the last convention I went to, Adam and Alicia Thompson were talking to me, and they said, Karen, I'm going to introduce you to someone. I'm not going to tell you who it is yet. He said, but since you're the sum of the five people you hang out with, he goes, you know Mark Riches, you know Mike Riches, he said, you know Jim Tanner and Danielle, he says, you know me and Alicia, and then he took me and he introduced me to Frank O'Coin, and I have been dying to meet him, and I actually got to talk to Frank O'Coin when he did a training for us, and so he gave his phone number. He actually answered the phone, answered my questions. And the thing is, when you go to convention, you never know who you're going to meet, who's going to be there to help you in the business, especially if you're struggling. So I just want to say, please, if you have the chance to go, go. If you have to share a room with somebody, share a room with somebody. You know, if you can share a ride with someone, find out from one of your Super Saturday associates who's driving and just try to get there, because when you miss out because nobody can bring that experience back. So with that, Jim, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Karen. We love you, and we're glad to have you on the call, and I can't wait to see you. And again, in just a few short days in Salt Lake City, we're going to keep the call moving. I'm talking fast because I want to get all of this great information to you all, and I know you're going to be able to listen to the replay and go back and rewind and take notes if you can't write as fast as you're hearing everything. So I'm going to go to my next speaker. You're up in 1 second, but let me just remind everybody that we still have discounted tickets to Salt Lake City. Somewhere in the team, we have tickets. So you don't have to pay full price. You can get tickets for $99 to the Salt Lake City event. Go into your Success Team back office. Click on the calendar icon. When you click on that icon, you'll see listed some events that are coming up, and prominently displayed is the Salt Lake City event. And there's a button on there so that you can request tickets. What happens is when you do that, Mark Riches and myself and his assistant in his office, we reach out to everybody to see who still has tickets left in their bundle so that we can kind of do some of the running around for you. So, yes, you can also post on a Facebook page because I know there's people on there that have some tickets, but what I really want to make sure you do is get a ticket at $99, not at $199. Okay, it's going to be a great event at $199, but why not get a ticket at a better price and also help out someone that bought tickets in a bundle now 6 months ago? We don't want them to have any tickets left over in their pocket. So let's help each other out to get those tickets and help each other save money on that as well. All right, folks, now we're going to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, back to the East Coast here in the United States where I am, to Valerie Lowe Williams, who you see on our Facebook page. You've heard on our calls in the past, I'm sure. I asked her to come on and share some thoughts because I also want to recognize Valerie, and she has a team that's growing. Her team does a tremendous amount of premium volume every month, and she may say that she's not taking any credit for that because I know she's humble, but the fact is that she recruited somebody and started a chain of events that allowed that to happen in her business. But also, the reason I asked her to come on was to talk about her experience opening her first group account, her first employee benefits group. And so please welcome to the call from the Pittsburgh market, Valerie Lowe Williams. Valerie?
Yes. Hello, Mr. Tanner, and hello, everyone on the Success Team. I'm so honored to just be here tonight. Thank you for that introduction. You know, It was hard for me to figure out what I'm going to say after listening to all the wonderful news that Karen Ward said and also Ken Smith. And I'm really excited. You know, I'm getting more and more excited about my Legal Shield business. And I know there are bumps in the road and there are things that I've had to learn. And one good thing about this business is that when you put when you go full force, I'll put it that way, and you really put your effort forth, you see what kind of person you are. And I learned that I have tenacity and I have stick-to-itiveness. But I would consider myself the least of my associates, where it's been taking me a very long time to get a rhythm in this business. But I want to say that if you keep at it, that the rhythm comes. And I feel that I have a rhythm now, especially for the group enrollment. And I was just so happy that Mike Riches had a special training for us, because it sort of gave me more momentum to push harder in that business solution space. So I'm excited because I did open my first group, and it was a group with a learning company that from beginning to end, it just seemed like a good fit. You know, I think that making or specializing in an area where you have strength is a good thing. So I decided that I was going to stop with the manufacturing companies and all that, and I was going to focus on education, because that's something that I like most. And so I was just focusing on schools and learning programs and things like this. So I'm just happy that when I went to the decision maker meeting, I connected with the owner, and she really, before I got to the end of the presentation, she said, you know, this is so important. I want you to come in, and I want you to speak to my employees. I have an in-service date. Would you be willing to come in? And, of course, I said yes. So, anyway, it was really great, but I knew that I needed help, so I did partner with someone who is more expert than me, and I think that that is something that added to my success. When you feel like you're weak in a particular area or you're struggling, it's great to partner with someone who is doing what you want to do. So as a result of that, I believe that we partnered. I said one part, she said one part, but through that, we had a successful enrollment. So I just want to say I do agree with Mr. Tanner that my team is growing, definitely not because of me. And that's another thing that's good about this business, is that you can recruit and recruit. People can fall off and come and go. But when you get that one jewel, that one jewel can really give your business momentum. So I appreciate the team that I have, and I encourage them to keep going no matter what. Don't stop, don't give up, and keep moving forward, because you'll definitely be rewarded by that. Well, I do want to also encourage everyone who's interested in Ladies of Justice. I have an awesome team that I work with in Pittsburgh here, and we try to have an event every month. So we have an event coming up on the 27th of this month, and this event is dealing with women's networking. And I learned this from Melissa Wilder. She said, you know, you can have an event and it doesn't have to always be about us, because women have, you know, they have things that they want to be empowered by. So we're going to have women talk about some of their businesses and what they're doing. And we're going to set up a networking event. And so I'm really excited about that. And Ladies of Justice is really amazing, because you do, everything's laid out for you, and all the sheets that were given to follow, and it just flows smoothly. So the best part about it that I like is I love the beginning when it says, let's get social. And we're able to get to know women on the spot. You know, it's just a great exercise that we have, and we've expanded our network. And a lot of women, you know, they want to be a part of the Legal Shield, and, you know, we find that eventually they do. They may not sign up that night, but eventually they do. But one thing they love is Ladies of Justice. They're like, well, how can I be a part of Ladies of Justice? So our Ladies of Justice is expanding, and it's really exciting, and I just want to encourage, you know, more ladies to be a part of that, because it's really empowering. And so that's about it. I'm looking forward to Salt Lake City. I did get my ticket, and I am registered, so I'm looking forward to seeing everyone there. Thank you, Mr. Tanner. I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thanks for jumping on the call. I appreciate it. And both Karen Ward and Valerie gave a no notice. I want everybody listening to know they had no time to prepare. I sprung this on them at the last minute. because I wasn't organized enough. So you did great. Karen did great. Thank you both so much for sharing with us this evening. And
yeah,
all roads are leading to Salt Lake City, right, Valerie? We're all excited to be there and all be under one roof. So whether it's Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, or Valerie, one more, you know, we see you on Facebook. Is it New York City also where we see you sometimes? Maryland, maybe?
Yes, I do travel to some of the Super Saturdays as much as we can, and I have gone to Maryland several times, Cincinnati, Ohio, and anything that is within 6 hours, I try to get there, and it's so empowering, you know, to travel like that and to be a part of the Super Saturdays. It's just given me more enthusiasm and strength, actually, in the business.
Thank you again. I'm going to let you jump off, and I'm just going to say this to everybody listening. Ladies and gentlemen, success leaves clues. You haven't heard from a single successful Legal Shield associate in the decade plus that I've been involved in these calls where anybody said, you know, I don't go to anything. I don't go to briefings. I don't go to Super Saturdays. I've never been to convention, but I somehow accidentally made $1 million in this business. It just doesn't happen that way. The road to success, the shortcut to everything we're looking for, is through the immersion, through the cooperation, the community, the fellowship of these events. And folks, yes, it's true. A lot of times you don't have an event down the street from you. I certainly have been someone that didn't have an event down the street. I want you to know that the events are worth the energy and the commitment to get to. Now, speaking of events, I'm going to be playing an excerpt. A recording, a pre-recording from Mr. Mark Riches, who, of course, as leader of the success team, is somebody that we love to hear from live on the calls. You're going to be hearing a recording from him this evening, just a few thoughts that he wanted to share with you this week because it is so timely and important that we talk about these things right now. But Mr. Riches, the reason he can't join us live is because he is at the Glasgow, Kentucky weekly business briefing that you see on our Facebook page, a briefing that started from somebody just deciding to do a briefing. And those associates in that marketplace decided they wanted to have a weekly briefing. It did not exist. They started it. They grew it. They have a great group of people there. And Mr. Riches volunteered, seeing their growth, volunteered to come up and be the guest speaker. So the folks in that marketplace have been working hard all week long to get their guests to this event this evening. You'll be seeing pictures from that as well. So let's hear words from the founder of the Success Team, Platinum World Council member, Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, and $700,000 annual earner with Legal Shield, Mr. Mark Riches.
Very much, Mr. Tanner. Team, it's great to be on the call tonight. I hope all of you are taking advantage of the amazing bonuses and incentives available right now. In my 25 years with Legal Shield, I've been waiting 25 years to be able to say that, but it's official now. I just passed my 25th mark. But in my 25 years, I've never seen this much money available to new associates. $800 to help associates get advanced to the manager level. So that's going to be the focus going forward, is not really focused on fast start, although that's an important step, but really talking about manager, advanced to manager, ATM. And I love the ATM symbol because when I think of an ATM, I think of getting money in cash, and that's exactly what ATM, advanced to manager, does. It pays a $500 bonus right now for these associates joining in the month of September. And they're going to need to move to the manager level in the next 11 or 12 days. They've got to hit manager in the month of September. So I just wanted to reiterate that. A $300 fast start bonus, that's incredible. They go out and write $60 in premium and recruit one Legal Shield associate. The company is going to pay them $300 and pay you a matching $300 bonus. That's just crazy money, guys. And so I know some of you are just taking full advantage of that. We've got some people that are really focused on double-digit recruiting this month, and there's never been a better month to do it than right now. And then helping that new associate move to that manager level as the next step, where they recruit three people and get $400 in organizational premium or get $400 in personal premium, either way, and then they get a $500 bonus. And, again, you as the sponsor get a $500 matching bonus. So $800 to them, $800 to you, $1,600 on the table. And, you know, for many, many years, there was zero bonuses available. Okay, zero bonuses available for moving to manager. And this is new money. It's huge. It's exciting. I was on a Platinum World Council call yesterday with Jeff Bell and all the other Platinums. And I'm telling you what, they gave us kind of a sneak preview into some of the exciting announcements that are going to be made in Salt Lake City in just 2 weeks from now. And I'm telling you what, I could hardly sleep last night. I was so excited. I was texting some of our leaders in the team. Now, here's the thing. I can't tell you all the details. I can't tell you much about it. They said don't announce anything. Don't tell anyone. But all I can say is this, two things. I'm going to share two things to give you kind of a sneak preview. It's big money. Okay, they're going to announce some really, really exciting stuff in Salt Lake. But one thing is there's some big business builder money available, bigger than I've ever seen, for senior directors and executive directors. So I want to really challenge you to do whatever it takes right now in your business to get to senior director, to get a team doing 700, you know, in premium. Some of you are really not far from there. Some of you are there. And then those that are at senior now, move to executive director. I mean, it's more money than senior director. When they announce this, you're going to say, man, I'm so glad I'm already a senior director. You'll be able to get there during the incentive. The incentive is going to be a quarter, the fourth quarter incentive. But it's big, big money. I mean, they ran some calculations, and there's going to be people getting $30,000 bonus checks, $40,000, $60,000 bonus checks, $80,000. I mean, it's going to be incredible money, but the big money is for those that have built a senior director organization and an executive director organization. So the details will all be announced in Salt Lake City, and we'll be sharing those on our call right after that event. But I'm telling you what, I'm giving you a sneak preview right now. You need to be at senior director minimum and hopefully at executive director because the money there is crazy. Second tip I'll give you, double-digit recruiting. Now, you know, it needs to be in your open line. So your open line, if you're an executive director, it's everyone in your organization that's not under another executive director. That's your open line. If you've been the only executive director in your team for 3 months, that's your, you know, you're the open line. That's your open line. Everyone is in your open line unless someone else has qualified for executive director on your team. Then if they qualify for 3 months as executive director, that organization below that executive director is no longer part of your open line. This is going to be a term that's important to understand. It'll be taught more in Salt Lake City for those that are there can get that information, the detail. But senior director, if you're a senior director and you don't have any other senior directors in your organization and you qualify for senior director 3 months in a row, now you have a senior director open line. Your open line is everyone under you down to the next senior director that's qualified for 3 months in a row for senior director. So it's important to understand, okay, how do I get a senior director open line? Become senior director, number one, step one, become senior director, and then you can look at your recruiting in your open line. And for many of you, every person in your organization would be part of your open line. And then others will have power lines and stuff, big producing lines, and if there's already a senior or an executive in that line, that's not part of your open line. But when they become no longer part of your open line, they simply qualify for senior director or executive director 3 months in a row. So if I've got an organization, I'm senior director, and I've got a guy on my team that hits senior director, I can still count his organization for premium and recruiting until he qualifies for 3 months in a row, three consecutive months, and then that organization is no longer part of my open line. He has his own open line now that he's counting. So that's how it's going to work. I can tell you this. You want to get yourself double-digit recruiting, We put a challenge out at the beginning of this month. Any double-digit recruiter this month, we're going to send a copy of the brand-new book, hot off the press. I've got a stack of them here on my desk, to the John C. Maxwell new book called The Power of Five. It's an incredible book. I've just started reading, and I've been through a couple chapters, and great, great information. We'll send you a hardback copy of that book if you're a double-digit recruiter this month. For the announcement they're going to make, it's going to be double-digit recruiting in your open line. So, but we know this, the speed of the leader determines the speed of the pack. So, but can you get your open line double-digit recruiting? Can you get every your organization recruiting double-digit, meaning 10 or more recruits? That's a minimum. And then if you could get that to 25 recruits, and I know we've got some folks like Chris Corley and Adam and Alicia Thompson and several others that are really focused right now on getting their organizational recruits to 25 or more, I'm telling you, that's a magic number on what they're going to announce in Salt Lake City. It's going to be incredible if you can have that factor in place, having an open line organizational recruiting over 25 a month. I can't give you any more details. I'll just tell you, you know, get to senior director, get to executive director. There's going to be big money available at those levels. And number two, really start getting doubled down on your recruiting for your organization and your personal. Remember, it all starts with you. If you're recruiting one a month, then you can't expect much of your organization. So I look forward to sending out the copies of these books to any double-digit recruiter during the month of September. And I'm looking forward to seeing many of you in Oklahoma City that first weekend in October. It's going to be an incredible event. Amazing announcements are going to be made. I hope you're there to soak it all in and take advantage of it. If not, we'll be recapping the event on the call, the immediate call right after the event. But appreciate the opportunity to be on the call tonight. Wish all of you great success. And with that, Mr. Tanner, I'll turn it back over to you, sir.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Riches. And we appreciate you joining us via that recording. And I know you're having a great event up there in Kentucky. And folks, as we're wrapping up the call, I just wanted to remind everybody that, as Mr. Riches said, and you heard from everybody else, you got to make it count. It's the end of the month. We've got 11 days left in the month of September. We're going to roll into the fourth quarter by celebrating our success so far and then launching into the fourth quarter as an organization in Salt Lake City. It's going to be just an incredible finish to the year 2019 and an incredible start to 2020 and the start of our Vision 2020. As you know, we started this year, and we didn't have the UK expansion. We didn't have Canada. And we're going to finish this year a global company, a billion-dollar brand. It's just an incredible time to be a part of Legal Shield. So I want to remind you and kind of just join in what Mr. Riches was saying about recruiting. And the reason that he is so passionate about you recruiting is because he understands that's how you build a big business, a global business. And Mr. Riches has been teaching me for years and reminding me that whoever exposes the most, recruits the most. That's really as complex as this business has to be. We say, well, how do you recruit? How do you have a team that's recruiting 25, 50, 100 new Legal Shield associates a month? Well, it doesn't go any more complicated than exposures. Whoever's exposing the most new people, whoever's inviting people to take a look at our Legal Shield story, whoever's inviting people to listen to an audio overview, to watch a video, to participate in a Zoom webinar, to come out to a weekly briefing, to attend a Super Saturday, whoever is doing the most exposures is simply recruiting the most people. That is how it works. And he would go on to teach me and what I've seen happen in my own business, that whoever exposes the most recruits the most, but also whoever recruits the most finds the most leaders. And that's the people that will step up and run with you and sometimes run past you, which is very exciting to see happen in this business. And whoever finds the most leaders has the most freedom and makes the most money, has the most passive income, has the most leverage in their business, and enjoys the fruits of an incredibly successful Legal Shield business. Folks, when we come back together next Thursday evening, we will be joined by Ms. Renee McKnight, $100,000 ring earner, incredible leader and trainer, someone that that you hear from time to time on our Monday morning business solutions calls, but I've asked her to join us next Thursday evening to talk about her time in Legal Shield, her vision for where her team is today, where she plans on bringing that in the coming weeks and months. She has some incredible insight, having been around for so much growth so far and being able to explain to us all exactly how to make the most of the growth that's coming in the future days ahead as well. So that'll be Miss Renee McKnight, six-figure ring earner, top producer, top retention award winner in all of Legal Shield, year after year after year after year. And she'll be with us next Thursday evening live on the call. Also, remember, we have a business solution support call every Monday morning on the same number you're dialing in now. So for those of you listening and you want to learn how to build a massive business by either personally opening business accounts, enrolling the employees on Legal Shield and ID Shield as a voluntary employee benefit, perhaps even you just want to build a team of professionals across the U.S., Canada, and U.K. that are doing that are protecting businesses, the business owners, the employees, the families of those employees, that'll be the call for you this Monday morning. And I just want to say one more thing as we close up the call. There are people right now that are listening to our call. You have guest status. You are completing first step training in our team site. You are evaluating the Legal Shield opportunity for yourself. I ask you, I encourage you, I invite you to request a phone call, a three-way call. Just talk to the person that invited you to do the training and ask them to put you on the phone with myself, with Mike or Mark Richards, with Chris Corley, with any of the executive directors in the team. We would love to get your questions answered so that we can help you take the first step, become a Legal Shield associate, launch your business right now in the month of September, and take advantage of all of the bonus dollars that are on the table. Folks, thank you so much for joining me on the call. Special thanks to Mr. Ken Smith in Canada, Valerie Lowe in Pittsburgh, Karen Ward in New Mexico, Mark Riches, who is currently up in Kentucky, and all of you from coast to coast for joining us on the call this evening. We'll get this replay right out to you so you can share it with all of your teams. Thank you, and good night.